until you gave us peace. This friend, this precious friend of Galilee, this friend of Galilee, he gave his all for me. Now by his grace I'm free, I'm not the same. Jesus came from above, brought us his saving love. He is a friend to me, oh praise his name.
That's always kind of a big fear when you get up here and do this, is that it doesn't really sound right. Of course, we need all the help that we can get, and this little box doesn't do a whole lot, but it does help.
Sweet name. Woo! You take
We're enjoying this a whole lot, just like you. Absolutely.
Yes, Lord, praise your sweet name.
Absolutely. And that's one of the most important things. The preacher touched on it, and that's one thing that I always want to kind of assure folks about. We're not a whole lot to look at. We're not much to listen to. We've got a message in these songs, and we want to share it with you. And it's the message of Jesus Christ. We may not do it right. We may not be the best that you've ever heard. But it's something that we feel like that we need to do. And when you're here, I may not know a single person in this building. But if you've been saved, you and I are brothers and sisters. And this is the Lord's house. This is the Lord's service. You all follow the Lord. That's what we're here for. And that's what means the most. She was talking about there and having a home on the other side. And I was very fortunate. All of us were, as far as that. Had parents that brought us to church. And we heard the word of God. And we've been saved. We've been fortunate enough to hear all of our children, except for one that's not reached the age yet, that we know of, that's told that they've been saved. That's the greatest family. That's the greatest gift you can give your family. But just like she said there earlier, doesn't matter morning, noon, or night. When he calls you, you're ready to go. Which leads to the next song. It's a song that Marty and Ann Phillips wrote. The song, I Want to Hear You Call My Name.
See that line,
where the beat on you, Lord,
we call my name.
we did the debut on this song, and I introduced it as just safely saying that there is a song right here that you've never heard in your life. So you can't tell whether we do it good or bad. But it was written by Alan's wife, and we're
Catherine.
Catherine.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, she does have a name. But anyway, Alan's wife, Catherine, wrote this one. And we're going to attempt to do a song entitled The Sweetest of Miracles. That's a good idea and a good plan, but after they hear some of this, he may be backsetting himself pretty bad. The next one is one that, being the youngest of five, you're always subject to threats of abuse and so forth. Ever since I was a kid, it's been that way. It hasn't changed much. So they went ahead and stuck this one in. It's a song that Leonette Allen wrote back about 1990, and it's just kind of a mainstay with the group, unfortunately. But it's a song entitled, Get Behind Me, Satan.
Don't think you can do without.
Starting on my right and your left, far side, out in the middle of the floor there. Everybody can see her. We call her the Queen of the Keys. That came from our mission trip to Jamaica years ago. And I introduced her as that. So they started calling her Queen Key at that point. So she is nationally and internationally known as our piano player. We're very fortunate to have Hannah Holland with us. We thank her for that. And we might let her knock off a solo here in a few minutes.
No.
Are you sure?
Unless they
want to
hear Deck the Halls.
Pushing the season a little bit, but you're in that Walmart frame of mind.
Hey, I love Christmas. It's my favorite time of year. It's October almost. It's time to pull up the Christmas tree. It's just the way it is.
Continuing on, far end of the lineup here is my brother Alan Pettigo. He'll be singing soprano. He'll double up on a couple of parts beside of him. It's Keith Pettigo, and he'll be working with soprano parts, and then he doubles up on a couple in there before it's over with. And so I want to go ahead and like plug him now as being a grandpa and making it all official now. Yeah, okay, so he officially became a grandfather Friday, that's right. It's Friday, somewhere between 5:30 and 6 o'clock, best that we can narrow it down.
It was Thursday.
Okay. Details.
And that grandpa spirit. The mind's the first thing to go. Beside of him, what can we say about her? She's our favorite sister. She's our tallest sister.
Smartest.
Yeah, smartest. Yeah, she was nicest to us the whole day, on and on and on. And she's our only sister. Anita Thomas with the alto parts. Beside of me is my brother Donald Pettigo singing the tenor parts. And my name's Mark Pettigo, and I'm struggling with the bass. And we make up the Pettigo family. Mom, Dad's got papers on all of us. And so if you like what we do, then yeah, it's, you know, we've been working hard at it. You've got a combined gospel music experience of over 200 years up here. That's pretty much it. And if you don't like what we did, well, Mom and Dad's back there. Y'all can take it up with them. The next one we'll do is a song that kind of shifts around. We'll pick up a couple extra parts here. A song entitled Victory is Waiting Up Ahead.
Brother John was on the Isle of Patmos. There he saw a city coming down. He had balls of jasper and streets of gold. And when I leave this earth, that's where I'm bound.
He will be there. Our Lord will be there.
Oh, glory on that golden shore.
With him we'll reign forever. There'll be no end.
However, our dear Lord, we will be praising. It will truly be amazing. You can read it in the Holy Bible. Read what John the Revelator said. Just leave your cares behind you.
They sang a song in the night.
Victory
us were in jail.
With all inside us were in jail.
Their faith in Jesus did not fail.
Their faith in Jesus did not fail.
When cast into the inner cell. Their feet were clamped and fastened well.
Their feet were clamped and fastened well.
God's in a sudden great earthquake.
God's in a sudden great earthquake.
It caused the prison walls to shake.
It caused the prison walls to shake.
And then the jailer did away.
And when the jailer did away,
he threatened his own life to take.
He threatened his own life to take.
Oh yes, they sang a song at midnight.
Oh yes, they sang a song at night.
A song of praise from down inside.
A song of praise from down inside.
Oh yes, they sang a song at midnight.
Oh yes, they sang a song at night.
And then the doors flung open wide.
And then the doors flung open wide.
The shackles quickly fell away.
The shackles quickly fell away.
Song that Marty and Ann Phillips wrote. We'll wind up this part of it with this song. Like I say, not try your patience too awfully much. But Marty and Ann Phillips wrote this one, a song entitled Hallelujah, What a Day.
Just
singing school, and I thought they'd sound good collectively. Never had heard them. They impressed me. They more so than what they were really even better than I thought they'd be.
We can stand up here and tell you about it. The preacher can stand up here and preach about it, talk on and on and on and on. But there's one thing about it that we've all got. Somewhere, sometime in your life, if you've been saved, it's a no-so salvation. You know it. You know God's real. They don't have to sing to you about it. We don't have to read to you about it, just like with her. You know, it's real. He's there. He's out there. He's gonna touch you if you'll reach for it. He's there. And that's the great part about it all. I mean, that's the wonderful part about God is he's there. And it's real. There's no, you know, you don't have to take anybody's word for it. It's real. And you can feel it. And that's what it's all about.
And nobody may ever see what's going on in your heart. You know, I couldn't be sad in front of my mom because she had so much trouble on her that I had to be strong for her. And I could never, except with God, let it out. And you know, I would keep my happy face on until I got in my car, and then I would pray all the way, anywhere I went, Lord, please help my mom. And he did, and he listened. And so just because I can't see your trouble doesn't mean it's not there. But he cares no matter what.
Right.
Whether you wear it on your sleeve or whether you keep it all locked up, he still cares. So.
I'd like to thank Victory Church for several years ago when I was collecting testimonies for the Experience of Salvation. Sister Carver's Sunday school class sent me a big manila envelope full of testimonies one day to put in that book, and I appreciate that. I'm still collecting testimonies for, I guess, volume number 2. So time to time, if you feel impressed to write your Experience of Salvation out, do so. And if you get it, Sister Carver, she'll get it to me somehow, I know. So continue to remember that and then share that with other people too, because I am still collecting the testimonies for another publication.
Thank you.
request that was passed on to us, and so we'll go ahead and take care of that. And I wanted to hear the song, The Old Story.
Oh, no, the old story will never grow. How Jesus died to save my soul. Oh, no, the old story will never grow. That story will never I went to church one lonely night. I sat way back, for my soul was not right. The preacher was preaching how Jesus died for a sin-filled world. He laid down his life. Oh no, the old story will never grow. How Jesus died to save my soul. Oh no, the old story will never grow. That story I went to the altar and in prayer knelt down. Lord, please have mercy and he pardoned me there. He lifted my burden, brought peace to my soul. And what made my life new was that story so old. Many years have passed by since I found the Lord. I remember that night when the story was told. Time has no hold on the message it brings. That story is old, but it's still blessing me. Oh no, the old story will never grow old. How Jesus died to save my soul. Oh no, the old story will never grow old. That story will never grow old. That story will never grow on me, calling my mind.
we'll do another one or two, actually, I got a couple left. And like I said, I don't try your patience too awfully much. This was one we haven't done too awfully much. It's been around for a number of years. And hope you enjoy it. Song entitled, The Night Jesus Saved My Soul.
I went down to the country church to hear the people sing. And when they started singing, you could hear the heavens ring. They sang about the blood of Christ that washes white as snow. I felt conviction power begin to flow. Saved my soul. There was not a doubt that night that Jesus made me whole. How the saints and shouts said, "Glory, glory, hallelujah!" Another song has just played through. Was it not that Jesus saved my soul?
We appreciate the opportunity to be here this afternoon. We've enjoyed it very much. It's been good to meet up with you folks. Most of all, though, it's been good to feel the Lord here. And we appreciate the opportunity, as we say, to be here. And just pray that if you haven't come away with anything else, I hope that the Lord has blessed you somewhere throughout this afternoon. And not from our singing of what we do, but just because you've gotten a little closer to the Lord. Because I found out that the older that I get, the more precious those times are when you and the Lord can just get together wherever you are. We pray that the Lord will live with you day in and day out. You'll live with Him. The last song we'll do is a song that Leroy Abernathy wrote about 1945, a song entitled Over in the Glory Land.
There's a true story. There's a true story all about glory and the glad angel Beth. Wonder if it's been told to you.
If it's ever been told to you.
If it could tell you how it would thrill you, you could then understand.
You could understand
why the Lord built a place for him, a place for you. Over there, there's always rain.
Over there, the drawing room shine.
Waiting for the wedding and every day.
Miles over sand and on each
corner. Over in the glory land. Now that I've started, never downhearted, ever the path is right.
It is ever right.
Glorify God in all I do.
Yes, in everything I do.
Happy and knowing daily I'm showing others around.
reason is food being left in some of the rooms back there. I understand things being brought in from